6:01. Calling the meeting to order at 6:01. Let's go to item 1.1, salute to the flag. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everyone. It's great to see everybody. We are on to 1.2, the approval of the agenda. Do any trustees have additions or is there a motion?
I move
that we approve the agenda.
Second.
Motion by Gilbert, second by Dawn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Passes unanimously. Item 1.3, approval of the minutes from April 19th. Does anyone have any changes or is there a motion?
I move to approve the minutes.
Second. Motion by Dawn. Let's give the second to Kim. All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? None. What?
Did you get that, Antoinette? Okay.
Thank you. Am I going too fast?
Maybe a little bit.
Okay, item 2.0, regular reports. HTA, Alec.
Hi there. This is on. Great. It worked the first time. First of all, I'd like to extend a thank you from all of the teachers to the entire community for such an amazing Teacher Appreciation Week. We've just felt the love from all over, from the board, from the parents, from amazing luncheons that were put on with themes that you wouldn't even believe. The one at Crocker, the baseball theme was just out of this world. It was amazing. And talking to teachers at the other campuses about their luncheons and all the events and special things happening this week, it just really is, there's no district like this that would treat its teachers that way. And that's just an amazing thing that we don't take for granted. So we just want to send thanks out to all the different groups, even the students. I forgot on my notes here, the students even recorded messages for us and wrote things down for us and made us feel appreciated. So thank you for that. We also had big news to celebrate with the announcement of Ryan Carroll being our new Community Care Award winner, and I'll let Marianne speak a little bit more about that later on. But we were super excited to hear about that, and a big celebration in the entire community for that, but especially with teachers. And then the last thing I wanna do is acknowledge Tracy and Maureen and Alex and that whole team for how seamlessly it seems like testing has gone this week. Testing is always a pain in the butt for everybody. It's hard. I'm sure you guys do so much behind the scenes that we don't even know about to make it go smoothly, and so we just want to send appreciation out for that. And that's all I have this month. Thanks.
Thank you, Alec. And the board has really enjoyed seeing all of the staff this week. So
I should add one thing. We also appreciated how some of the board, at least one of the board members, got involved with Teacher Appreciation with a baby picture as well. So thank you very much for putting that out too.
Thanks, Alec. Okay, item 2.2, CSEAD.
Hi. We all really appreciated Classified Staff Week this week. It was a great follow-up to Teacher Appreciation Week, and the teachers enjoyed our treats, and we enjoyed their treats, so there was a lot of wonderful crossover. Thanks very, very much. We really appreciate everything that the parents did with that. And also, the Unified PE class at South really appreciates you coming by. It was fun for all the parents to get to see you, and it was kind of a great day because all the teachers were there too. So it was really fun, and we really appreciate you dropping in the middle of the day. That was great. So we're just rocketing toward the end of the year. It's coming so fast, and there's so much going on. And thank you for the gifts today that coming by the schools and bringing a really nice little Sussie for all of us, and it's going to come in very handy. So thank you very much. I can't say we're not looking forward to summer because everyone's looking forward to vacations, but it's a fun time of the year.
Thank you so much, Dee. And I'm gonna suit up for the next Unified PE, and I would ask all of you, the trustees, to join me to work out because it's gonna be fun. Okay, item 2.3, APG, Marianne.
Hi. I feel like a lot has happened since our last meeting. Let's see, we announced our boards finally for APG, HSF, RISE, and IDEA. And we just had our last APG board meeting of the year on Tuesday. It seems crazy. It was a mix and mingle, so we did invite the new board to come and join us and kind of watch us in action. And then even then, there was still a lot that happened. So let's see, we did increase our APG dues $2 from $14 to $16, which we're excited to do because, you know, just to support all of our events like COYCCA, which is growing, getting bigger and bigger, and also, you know, the staff luncheon for Luann's team. And so we're happy that we're able to do that. And then thanks to Amy Jasmer and Grace Leung, we're also working on creating a more equitable process for nominations next year, which Jamie Harris, our new president, will be working on. Let's see, what else? Okay, and for the schools, I was going to say, I'm so impressed with all of our presidents and the school boards doing such amazing jobs with the staff appreciation weeks and lunches. I remember doing it a few years ago, and I feel like they've gotten even bigger and better since then. So they're just very impressive, very happy with how that's been going. I mean, teachers and staff do so much, so they deserve that appreciation. And now all the schools are just getting ready into graduation and promotion mode, transitions, and last general meeting. So more to come on that next month. And then lastly, yes, as Alex said, we did our COYCCA reveal, so now I can finally tell you the winners. Ryan Carroll for Community Care Award and Kelly Scandalios as our Citizen of the Year. Yay. So we did both of their reveals. Kelly's, it feels like a long time ago, but it was just last week. We did it at the Hillsboro Beautification Celebrate May event, and she was super surprised. And thank you, trustees, for coming and celebrating with her. And then for Ryan Carroll, we did that, I think, 3 weeks ago at the Crocker Blacktop during the class competitions, and he was also very surprised and appreciative. So we're just so happy to be able to celebrate both of them. I mean, I feel like they've been waiting a long time, and we're really glad it's finally come for them. So I'm very happy to be able to celebrate them in the fall. But until then, Don Geddes is still Citizen of the Year.
Great. Greg wants to know for how much longer?
End of May. But he'll be, as I said, sitting in a car in the Memorial Day parade. So everyone come and watch Don and cheer him on.
Yes, Don will have his own car without the other trustees. So but Marianne, we just want to thank you. The board, I think those reveals were the best in all my years that I've seen because the reveals happened within each person's community, and it was just so great. And you included the board, and we really appreciated it. And I think you've just really upped the ante. I've been at reveals in my years where there were only four people because they're like little surprises. So I just fabulous, fabulous job. Thank you so much. And two very worthy folks. And I've been spreading the word since they're kind of in my generation and everyone wants to come. So we're going to have a big celebration in the fall.
Fantastic. And I want to say thank you to Keith for helping us arrange the Crocker one and coming up, you know, with a plan and idea. And also, of course, Margie Power for helping us arrange the HBF one. She was very instrumental in that.
Great.
But thank you all.
Thank you. Okay, item 2.4, HSF, Amy.
Yes, we did announce our boards, and we're fast and furiously announcing our committee members who will be running our big events next year. So that will be coming in our forthcoming board meeting. We'll let that you know next month about that, which is great. We did complete our Scholar Circle event, which many of you were there, and I'm so excited. It was the most well-attended Scholar Circle event we've had in the history of Scholar Circle. So that was exciting, which I think the opportunity is to encourage more families to reach for that because we had a great guest speaker, Sonia Curry, Go Warriors. And she was wonderful, and we heard nothing but good feedback. So I'm very glad the trustees were able to join us at that. And one thing that you'll see thematically this year and engaging into next year as we move into next year, we are aggressively and thoughtfully pulling in community members. So we brought some community members back to that Scholar Circle event intentionally. We just had a president's lunch with all the HSF presidents to engage all of our presidents. We went back to, I think, 1989. We were able to have that president from 1989. So it was a great day, and we were able to really connect. And you'll see that as we continue going forward, to not only work with our parent population, but the community at large in supporting our schools, which I think is so important. We just had the fun run. Many of you were there. We had over 800 participants, 2K, 5K. It was a wonderful day, food and events afterwards, and people were just excited. And we had an incredible fifth grade singer from North who was our main event. He was off the charts good. You'll see him, I'm sure, on American Idol at some point. And lastly, I think it's important to say where our participation levels are all of our elementary schools are hovering around 80%, some of which have reached over the top. And I'm very excited to say that our Crocker families are at 70%. So that is a big deal. With that, we will be having Donut Day tomorrow to celebrate. So after CAS testing, our kiddos will get a little sweet reward for all that good hard work. So thank you.
That's terrific. Congratulations to Crocker. I saw in the newsletter you were one family away. So you just crossed the threshold. Thank you so much, Amy. That's great. And item 2.5, superintendent's report. Luann.
All right. Thank you. A couple of things here. So the fun run was a total blast. And it was like in between two rainy days. So we hit nice weather and it was great. Gilbert was there. I think you come every year, Gilbert. Ann and I did the 2K. So it was just, it was great. And just a shout out to the HSF team because there were so many logistics. Like I was just looking around at everything that happens at that race. There's just so much. But the weather was great. The kids were certainly outrunning us. So it was just a great event. So thank you, HSF. And another just quick point, when I was driving in today, I was looking at the artificial turf and it just makes the front of the school right there look fantastic. That bright green, it just looks great. So that was from the Fund in Need from last year. And we have posted the position for an artist in residence. So that is out in the universe. And we are looking for some great candidates to help us with leveling up art. So we're excited about that too. And I'll put that in the Friday newsletter because we may have families that have folks who might be interested in. We're flying it through Hillsborough Recreation, but it will still be serving all of our elementary sites. And then the remainder of the funds going to electives at Crocker. So just thank you. Thank you so much. Our Measure H update, just so you all remember, these are linked in our Friday newsletter and they're on the website, just a monthly update with the our bond program, our Measure H, and just big action happening. We picked out the colors for North, oh yeah, little color thing there, for North School. So they went with Palette 2, which is the one I think Heidi and I both like too. Colorful doors and just really great infrastructure. So painting, that'll all happen this summer. We're excited about that. Maureen, along with our furniture folks, hosted an event earlier this week where people could come and actually meet the designer of the furniture that we're piloting. And that furniture should be on campus on the 23rd. And so we're excited about that. And we just welcome folks to come in. There's a whole classroom that will be at each school site. So teachers just can come in and pilot it. And I think, you know, we have a little bit more flexibility at the end of the year. So folks can go in and try out the furniture. But it was great meeting the designer and just checking out the furniture. And a lot of our trustees were able to attend that as well. Then, of course, we've ordered our LED screens. We're excited about that. South is going to get painted. And as I mentioned, the newsletter can be found on our website. Promotion and graduation events. We all just need to have a little patience because there's a lot going on. So promotion events, Friday, the last day of school, our Crocker graduation at 5 p.m. at the San Mateo Performing Arts Center. And they're just wonderful, wonderful celebrations. So we're looking forward to that. But it's just a lot of logistics. And then I just wanted to share, as you already have, the staff appreciation weeks were incredible at every one of our school sites. The luncheons, the treats, the overall thoughtfulness and just care of our staff. And we all felt it. So just want to say thanks to our parents who just really step up all the time. And next year I'm going to try those ice cream tacos at South. That's one thing that I missed this year. So really excited about all of that. Staffing and enrollment, we're in great shape. We've been doing hiring all along. Our principals and Leilani have been super proactive And so we're coming into the end of the year really well staffed for the next school year. And so we're happy about that. Looking at class configurations, I know the principals have been messaging out to their parents, and then we'll publicly share which teachers are teaching at which grade levels. That always comes soon. I mentioned about the artist in residence. Again, thank you to HSF for leveling up art. And not this coming week, but the week after, we'll have our classified barbecue. So we invite all of our classified educators to come to the district office and our district administration hosts. We call it a barbecue, but we have different food every year. But it's an opportunity to honor our classified staff just with this event. And so it's great. And of course, we honor our teachers through all the week, all the stuff we've been doing these weeks. So anyway, our little barbecue is kind of fun too. And our assessed property value, Antoinette's ready to make a move on that. Maybe, maybe not. It's 5.79. So the last year, it's the highest. We had last year at this time, it was 6.75. But I'll also remind you that we also had this bump down last year when the Carol Ann's thing came down. So we're actually looking pretty darn good, continuing on an upward trajectory, and that's what we want to see. So I think that's it.
Thanks, Luann. Do any trustees have any comments or questions? Kim?
I have two comments, quickly. I just wanted to give a thank you to Keith and the Crocker staff for letting me come visit. I had a trustee shadow day, and I was a sixth grader for the day, and I got to go classroom to classroom and just experience what it feels like to be a Crocker student. And it was exhausting, and I didn't have the big backpack, but it was just really great to see all the awesome things happening in the classroom, so thank you. And then I want to give a shout out to Marianne for her leadership this year as APG president. I get to sit in on the meetings with Dawn, and the trend over the last few years has been more people at the APG table. There are more interest groups, more committees, and our presidents are doing a lot of co-presidents, so there's two. So there are more voices at the table, which requires diplomacy and thoughtfulness and some strategy to keep things moving, and you've just handled this year beautifully. So we're really thankful and grateful. You've done an awesome job.
Thanks, Kim. Any other trustee comments or questions? Do any members of the public have comments or questions on the regular reports? Amy.
One question. Will there be a split classroom? I think it's South, but there was the proposed split classroom.
Yeah, there's a combination class at South, a kinder first grade. Yeah.
Any other questions or comments? Okay, let's move on to current business. Item 3.1, the 2022-23 LCAP update. Matthew.
So this will be a pretty quick update. As you have likely noticed from looking through this already, there are many places where in the description you will see draft because it is still very much last year. There are a few places where I've had an opportunity to update some of the numbers and information for this year, but a lot of it stays generally the same. So our general information tends to stay roughly the same. And one thing that was updated, our student groups and our race ethnicity updates. So I updated that based on the last dashboard, and you can see I've also left in 2021 and 2020. So I think it helps to be able to see over time in the same document versus needing to go look through prior documents to see, well, wait, was that up or down or what actually changed with that? So that's the plan again this year, just like in all the other narrative sections, to add in the new information, but also leave what was prior so that we have a good sense of, at least for the 3-year development of the plan, the historical parts of what we've been doing. So that was the main update in that first section. Again, successes and identified needs, those are not yet updated. You can see where it says 2023 update. So some of this information we already have, we just need to pull it all together and write the narrative pieces for that. But it will flow very much like it has before. Try to keep a predictable structure. We do not have any schools in comprehensive support and improvement, but I do think the board is aware that we do have one school, North School, that is in ATSI, which is additional targeted support and improvement. So I've been working with Principal Heidi Felt over the last few months on what that means for the school. And it was due to the number of chronically absent students who are students with disabilities. And that impacted about 93 schools in the county. Usually it's about 10. And that just has to do with COVID and the impacts of the dashboard and some of the technical rules around how that was determined. So you will see on the next board meeting, North's SIPSA plan for next year is done. And they will be that will be on the board meeting for you to adopt and for them to move into the year with a plan that will then we will monitor, and we'll keep our fingers crossed that we make some good improvement on chronic absenteeism. So again, the next section, engaging with educational partners, we do this through so many different avenues all year long. So just working to pull all of that together and share the highlights from what we've gathered across the year from all of our different groups. Something to note here, there is a plan for the next LCAP cycle, so we will be moving into year three of a three-year. When they do the next cycle of 3 years, they're adding a piece about, and we've already been noting what students have been saying, but they're adding a new part that really calls out specifically having a group of students that help inform the LCAP. If you have a middle or high school, and we have a middle school. So very exciting that they're calling that out as our students, of course, being one of the prime groups that really needs to have a say in how all of this is playing out. So we'll be adding that next year in a more robust fashion. And we do have year two outcomes. So those are all updated. So we have one for all of the priority areas. So if you look down the year two column, you can see all of our updates. So continuing to make improvement for the most part all the way across. If you look at the very bottom row, that's where we start to see CASP, and you can notice where we've called out what year it's pulling from so that you can see that over time. As we move into the next year, we'll update the year three column, and then we'll have a new LCAP for next during the next year, we'll develop that one. So you can see those measures. I won't read them out to you. Couple of areas here. Still waiting to finish up physical fitness testing, so hoping for a nice 99% participation or even higher. But a couple of areas that we're still looking to finish up. And then again, all of the areas here are what we've had the last time. The total funds are all from the prior, so these are not updated numbers either. But we will be working on that. Joyce and I scheduling some time. We've been talking about how a lot of the funds are going to get spent. One piece to anticipate is looking at new ELA materials for elementary and also some for Crocker that we're going to be writing into the plan. I've had the opportunity to work with the Crocker ELA teachers a month ago, and then we'll be meeting again next week to really work on what the middle school ELA looks like. So we have the beginnings of creating a K-8 continuum. And then we have our school attendance rate right there, still out. Got to wait for school to be over. And we can see our practices there that are connected with goal two, which is focused around social emotional health of our students. And the other areas are still draft. And again, all of the rest of the tables are all last year's tables. So just wanted to give you a little update on where we are right now, and then pulling all that information together for the 7th, and then bringing it back for adoption at the meeting after that.
Thank you, Matthew. Do any of the trustees have questions or comments? No. Well, we really appreciate the preview, and we know how much work this takes, Matthew, and we just are so grateful that you have it all ready for us, and we will see it in June. Do any of the members have members of the public have questions or comments on the LCAP? No? Okay. Thank you, Matthew. We're going on to 3.2, the 2023-24 preliminary budget general fund. Joyce.
Okay, I'm gonna just gonna sit here and talk. This is the information item, and the internet is just to pull up the MYP for general fund. You can also look at it on your screen too. It's very preliminary, but also a lot of work is already in there. So the AV increase I projected is 5.73, and that was as of May 2nd, and as of today is 5.85. But I also did get an email. Actually, at the CBO meeting in the county, they invited the assessor's office to people to talk about the property taxes. So we won't want that in this year. The assessor's office received a much larger number of people try to ask for property tax adjustment, also even appeals. So normally I don't get many reductions on property taxes. This year in December, we already got a reduction 26. Basically, we got the money from the county, from the assessor's office, and then take it back because the residents or property tax pay, property owners are asking, appealing. So at this point so far, we had a 26 reduction, 26,000 in December, another 42,000 in April. Owners have up to November 30th of this year, 2023, to continue request to changes like that. So I just want to give people a heads up. But it's good news. We have 5.85. Hopefully, we'll stay strong. And then in future years, as projected to be 4% and 3%. HSF contribution was budgeted as 3.4. I did check with Alicia, and I learned it too. So, and then 2 years out is 3.2 million each on the multi-year projection, especially at education funding, and then has increased by 228,000, and then we're looking for this to stay in the program. So that's good news. Mental health too. Increased by 50,000, and we used that money to pay toward a salary and benefits for the services provided by our new mental health specialist. This budget shows a 7.07 certificated FTE reduction. At this point, it's about 7.02. We had some changes after that. And arts and music and instructional materials block grant, just as Matt said, we were promised the $800,000, and then at the January budget, the governor says it's going to be reduced by, I forgot, it's 36 or 39%. But as of today, we got 50% of the original entitlement, and the rest we don't know. I mean, the governor wants to put it off into next year, and this legislature pushing said, no, you need to give the full amount to districts, and we don't know. May revise will come out tomorrow, so hopefully that's included. And CalPERS rate has increased to 26.68 next year, and after that, 27.7. So the statutory benefits a rate for classified employees are very expensive. So next year will be 36.7%, and it will keep going up. It's unbelievable. STIRS on behalf amount, that amount that is shows up on our revenues and our expenditures, has been updated by the county because it's based on 21-22 actuals. So I made adjustment in our budget too, and it's reduction about 360,000. But again, this is not real money or real expenditures. It's just on a statement. And you will see a list of things that are not already in the budget because like any compensation increase is not there. Other funds, especially bond budget, and I'm working with our program manager, Eric, and then he's supposed to give some general budget, the lump sums by programs tomorrow, we'll see. And parcel tax revenues, I need to calculate the parcel tax rate, and a big number comes from the May revise. Hopefully it's released tomorrow. And it's the rate adjustment is based on ADA increase or decrease, and a CPI from the May revised budget. What else? There's another factor. There are a couple of things that will drive this ADA rate. And then, of course, the revenue comes from the number of parcel owners who actually pay, right? And versus number of parcel owners who are exempt, who are eligible for senior exemption. Anyway, we'll see. And next one, and I will not have a very accurate number for parcel tax because the application for senior exemption is open until May 31st. So, but by the time the budget is presented in the first June meeting, we'll have a closer number. At least we'll have the new rate, and I'll have that ready. So this also, your site budget is not updated. It's as current as a second interim. Fund the need money is not in here at all because I know that HSO is still working on that. When we have more details, hopefully we can put in the budget. And Prop 28, and we know that countywide, district-wide, I mean, we have all been looking at it, planning on it, and talking about it, and checking on the regulations on that. But the money is set to arrive later next year. So we don't know. So it's not in the budget yet. And we don't know how we're going to spend that, even though some requirements are out there. You need to spend 80% on staffing, but there's a waiver that sites can submit. But it's just a lot of uncertainties. But Matt is working, you know, with the principals, and at least they let everybody know it's potentially there. For the services program, subsidy, and we budgeted about $100,000 for this year. But we're closely monitoring, and we will not really know until when school is out, right? All the meal services are stopped, and then we'll look at the revenue and expenditure and update the board too. Yeah, if you look at MYP, don't pay attention, but restricted and unrestricted and a contribution from general fund, because that's the last step when I do budget to align that. So just look at the total. I know who's interested in that. Okay, that's it. Questions? Otherwise, it's an information item.
Trustee questions. Greg?
Joyce, I know you're going to tell us in June, and if you don't know yet, or even a ballpark. I recall that a few months ago, our total percentage reserves went down, I think down to 8% or something, and we had a goal of building them back up. Do you have a sense of Fund 1, Fund 17, Fund 20, total reserve percentage? You always give us that chart in June of what it will be in the proposed budget.
Yeah, and for this, at this point, is for next year is 10.59%.
All three reserves?
Hold on, no. General fund is 8.99, so it's like 9%. And with fund 17 is 10.59%. And with, what's the other one?
20.
20 together is 14.58 for next year.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Gilbert?
First, I want to thank Joyce for her work on this. I'm always impressed with how much work goes into this and how soon we get the results of her early estimates of what's happening in terms of our budget. I also like to, and I will do this multiple times, thanking Luann, the cabinet members, for tightening the belt, because it is very important that we do that. Because right now, when we look at these numbers, you can feel good about it, but according to Joyce, does not include compensation. So I remember this feeling like 6-8 years ago, where in May, June, we're feeling good because we said, oh, it's only $200K in terms of deficit spending, which is like less than 1%, which is a really good number. However, by then, by the fall, I didn't quite feel so good about the budget because the compensation numbers were all rolled in. So I think that that's just what's going to happen. We know it's going to happen, but I want to just thank the members of staff for having worked on this, and basically the 7.xx FTEs that were reduced. I appreciate the work that went into it, and knowing that students are still the center of our focus. So thank you again.
Thanks, Gilbert. Any other trustee questions, comments? I you know my favorite topic.
food services.
And I know we're waiting for the final numbers, but I also know that you've been working incredibly hard, Joyce, at looking at other options and, you know, proactively going out to the parents and asking them to help us manage the costs and making sure the kids pick up the meals. But is there any hope of finding another vendor? I know that there were some word that someone else might be jumping in, but is there any other way that we can decrease our exposure here and cost?
there's one vendor reached out to Luann. I responded, and I saw email come in. I explained our situation here, and because that person gave a price range is a $4, between $4 to $7 that we will pay. But right now, we pay Lunchmaster $2.25 breakfast, $3.75 per lunch. And I think the price is going to go up, and for sure. But I also did explain to that vendor that we do participate in National School Lunch, and then we don't offer a la carte because we cannot charge parents. If we offering a premium meal, all the kids are eligible for that. And so I have not got a chance to look at a response yet. I can actually right after this. Nobody else has reached out to me.
Have we seen a decrease in the number of students that are participating?
Oh, you asked about the participation on the students. I did not look at that, but I can't get that number to you.
I don't know. It's just I think worth us taking a look at in terms of where we are.
Sure.
If they're liking the program, maybe do a survey to the kids.
I'll find that information and give it to you on a Friday update to Luann.
Great.
Okay.
Great. Thanks,
Joyce. Sure, do that.
Any other questions or comments? Any members of the public have questions or comments? Amy?
I just wanted to clarify the number that you were proposed from HSF. I wanted to understand. So the 3.4 was obviously for current state. And you 2.8 is what you were expecting from HSF? I'm sorry if I didn't hear you.
Oh, the first year for budget, we have 3 years. 23-24 is next year. Mm-hmm. Budget 3.4. After that, 3.2.
No, okay, so that will be adjusted. I will tell you confidently.
Yeah.
Coming off our board meeting, we will be able to adjust that a little bit.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
D?
I'm at North with the second graders for lunch. I'm at North with the...
Maybe that
one. Yeah, good.
I'm at North with the second graders every day for lunch, and I'm monitoring what they eat and how well they eat what they eat and what goes in the trash. And it seems like it has really improved. Okay. I don't have, numbers to back that up, and I could do observational data if you wanted it.
Oh, thank you.
But the quality of the meals seems to have improved, and the kids, the things that they're ordering, they've got it kind of figured out, and they know what they like, and I think it's more even now than it was. I see fewer meals just going into the garbage, and kids eating more. They can get refried beans and chips. That's a meal that they like a lot, and so repeat. So it does seem better.
Thank you, Dee.
Thank you, Dee. I love that on the ground reporting. Thank you so much.
Dee lets me know when she sees me. Yeah.
Great. Any other questions, comments? We'll go on to item 3.3, Campus Security Board Policy and Administrative Regulation 3515, and this is informational. Right?
This is informational. So our Board Policy Committee, which consists of Trustee Danis and myself, we go through all of the board policies that come from the California School Boards Association. And so Trustee Danis and I met, and we went through a bunch of policies, and we will be bringing those policies to the board for their information in June. We pulled this one out because as we do our work, if there's any policy that we feel the board should have input on or thinking, or that might, as we say here, engender controversy, we want to bring it to your attention. So this board policy, 3515, campus security, we currently have a board policy and administrative regulation on those, on 3515. They're a bit outdated, and so we bring the new policies for your review. The reason why we brought this forward is because the board policy talks about surveillance systems, so cameras on campus. And this has been on my radar for quite some time. It was on my radar last year and again this year. So Principal Keith Rocha and I have talked about this, and there's just a lot of little things that happen around the Crocker campus that we feel could be mitigated if we had cameras on the weekends. So there's just little bits of vandalism that happen here or there. Could be on all of our elementary campuses. I know Principal Mata has caught kids on the roof. So there's just a lot of stuff that goes on the weekends, and we want to mitigate that. And so this board policy is very specific in that if we move forward with cameras, The district school site council, so the school site councils, safety planning committee, other relevant stakeholders and staff would really talk about where we feel the cameras should be. It's a very deliberate process to make those decisions before anything is done. And so we just wanted to bring that to your attention. The rest is pretty standard operating procedure, both the board policy and administrative regulations. And so we just wanted to bring that to your attention.
Thanks, Luann. Do any of the trustees have questions or comments? Any members of the public have questions or comments? Well, I guess we will be seeing this at a later time, right?
Yes, we'll bring this policy back to you for action on June 7th, and we'll bring the rest of the policies for information at that time.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. On to item 3.4, our action item, the Declaration of Need for Fully Qualified Educators in Leilani.
Hello, good evening, everyone. So I'm bringing forth tonight our annual document, the Declaration of Need, also which has become known as the DAWN by the CTC. So what this is a prerequisite of that we need to submit to the CTC, where if we end up requesting for an emergency permit or a limited assignment permit, we need to have our paperwork in order prior to the upcoming school year. So this is simply an insurance for next school year in case we were to apply for any of these emergency permits. So I'm requesting that you guys approve this action item.
Thank you so much, Leilani. Do any of the trustees have questions or comments? This is an action item. Do any members of the public have questions or comments? If not, do I hear a motion?
I move that the board approve the Declaration of Need for Fully Qualified Educators for the 2023-24 school year.
I second the DAWN.
Motion by Craig, second by
no.
Second by the DAWN. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Passes unanimously. Thank you so much, Leilani. Okay, item 4.0, the consent agenda. Would any trustee like to pull any items?
I'd like for us to pull item 6, Bridge School Contract.
Okay. Okay, Gilbert would like to pull item 4.6. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda 4.1 through 4.5?
I will move that we approve the consent agenda with the exception of item 6, the Bridge School Contract.
Second.
Motion by Gilbert to approve 4.1 through 4.5. Second by Dawn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Passes unanimously. Gilbert, you have the floor.
Yes, on the Bridge School contract, I was just wondering if either Luann or the members of the board who are involved in the contract review, just give us a few highlights. That would be helpful for us. Yeah.
Great. Thank you, Trustee Y. So the Bridge School on the North Campus, we have a contract with them to renew every 3 years, essentially. And so our team, I think it was Trustee Dennis and Trustee Wong Chen, met with Bridge School 3 years ago, and we developed this contract. Part of the contract has a renewal clause in it. They can opt to renew the clause. And if they renew and they pay all the money up front, it's $240,000. It's $80,000 a year. If they decide that they want to pay annually, it's $100,000 per year. So they can choose to do it either way. They can pay us $240,000 in a lump sum, or they can pay $100,000 a year for 3 years. So there's a renewal cycle that began January of this year, 2023, and would run through January 2026. And what happens at that time is they would need to send us a communication saying, we still would like to be on your North Campus. The second time they do this renewal, the prices do go up by $20,000 a year. So should they decide that they want to continue to stay on the North Campus and they want to pay a flat fee, it would be $300,000. And if they decided that they wanted to pay annually, it would be $120,000 a year, so it would be $360,000. So it's really a six-year, it's really a nine-year contract. And we felt that that was fair to them and fair to us. I think that there's just been a little concern out there, like, wait a minute, why don't we raise those rates with inflation, whatever may be the situation. When we designed this contract, we just had that inflationary amount built in there, the additional $20,000 per year, once we hit 6 years from the time we signed the original contract. And there may be more to this.
Just some historical context, as you all may recall, there were some underlying considerations. Number one, we talked about not really being in this to make a profit off them. I mean, not to lose money, but not to make it a profit-making entity. Number two, at the time, they were not on firm financial ground. I think Neil Young had pulled the Bridge concert sponsorship. I'm not sure if Peggy Young had just...
She just passed away.
Yeah. Years before that. And yeah. So when they came, the board president and the director, they talked about, you know, things are not certain right now, so we'd like to at least with you build in some certainty for the future if we choose to exercise it. And we were, the three of us were amenable to that. Is that right?
Yeah.
Those were the only questions I had.
Great. Thanks. Okay. I forgot to ask, do any members of the public have any questions or comments on the consent agenda items? Okay. So, Gilbert, do I hear a motion?
Yeah, I move that we approve the item 6 under consent agenda, the Bridge School contract.
I second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Passes unanimously. Item 4.6. Okay, item 5, public comments for items not on the agenda. Do any members of the public have any comments? Okay. Item 6, communications and board item discussions. Do we have any communications or board item discussions? Okay. Item 7, public comments concerning closed session items. Nope. Okay, 6:47, we're adjourned.